Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen in lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Ashley Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. Oh, my God, we talking about business. Let's talk about business. Tonight, we always focus about, you know, getting your business up, talking to, you know, CEOs of companies, whether it be magazines, whether it be clothing lines, whether it be a Fortune 500 company. We're talking to them on Wednesday, and we're giving you tips on how to better, you know, grow your company. And tonight, also, we want to send a shout-out to Triple C's, Gunplay and all of them. Torch is doing his Pass the Torch on July 26th. I will be in the building in New York, New York City, baby. Shout-out to Microphone Bully. Also, make sure you check out On Point Magazine. You know what I'm saying? www.onpointmagazine.com. Check them out, man. They're a hot magazine out in the Carolina area, man. They definitely did a spread on me, and they're going to be live in the building. The CEO, Stills, is going to be live in the building with us tonight on Lush Radio Online. We're going to be talking to him about business. And if you are a business owner, you can call in at 347-826-7722. And quick shout-out and tell us what you do in your business. And shout-out to everybody on Twitter that definitely shows us some love. Shout-out to Stall and Dean. Stall and Dean is a big clothing company doing A1-2. Definitely we're going to be having a meeting with them. Love them to death. Shout-out to Little Stall and Dean, Funky Flashback. And also shout-out to our sponsors, Elite Printing, formerly known as Capital Customs, that's definitely rocking with us. And y'all know Lushy Lush, myself, is live in the New York, New York area. I'm live in the Bronx, and we're going to be doing crazy events all week. I'll be back in the DMV on Sunday, man. Watch out. It's going down. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's popping. We got a caller from the 843. What's popping, 843?
What's going on, Lush? It's your boy Steels, man. On Point, man.
What's up, Steels? What's popping with you, homie?
Shoot, nothing, man. You know, grinding, working, hustling, all the above. You know how I do. Same.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate you, man. I got to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love because you definitely is on your grind, and I appreciate your grind, man, and the people loved you.
Yeah, feel good.
So, Steels, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything you want to send out, babe?
Yeah, I mean, just shout-out everybody in the Carolinas. I mean, everybody up there in the tri-state. You know, just shout-out everybody, man, that's out there, you know, just grinding, working hard, you know, towards their dreams, you know what I'm saying? Just big up to everybody. Big up to everybody.
Definitely, man. So, Steels, first and foremost, you know, once again, I got to thank you again for doing that spread on me in your magazine. You know, you didn't have to, but you did, and I appreciate you, man, definitely, you know.
No problem.
And you are a big, you know, flagship for the Carolinas, you know. It's not that many outlets out there in the Carolinas, and it's always been, you know, a struggle between South Carolina and North Carolina. But you bring all of that together and the South in general, and you're definitely a flagship, and you definitely, you know, are that point of contact, you know, for the people in the Carolinas. What inspired you to get into the magazine business and get into the music business in general?
Oh, me and my homie, DJ Styles, I first started off managing my man Styles back in about, I've been managing him for like 18 years. So just by doing a lot of clubs, doing a lot of promotions early on, I just kind of built up a lot of, you know, network and with like different people, PRs and different people and artists, built up relationships with everybody throughout the Carolinas and Atlanta and different stuff. And it was just kind of, you know, one day I was just kind of sitting around. It came, you know, it kind of came natural. Like, you know, I could kind of take the people I know and the relationships I had and kind of like, you know, start pulling some of the people together and kind of, you know, bring it together, you know, in the form of a magazine to push the Carolina artists out there a little bit more. Cause I kind of seemed like that was kind of like how you were saying earlier, we didn't really have a whole bunch of outlets. So I was just trying to, you know, create an outlet where everybody could get their music on, videos, and get interviews, and they can just kind of plug, you know, what they got going on.
Yeah, and this is another thing. Can you tell the world that, you know, besides the music, there's a lot of stuff going down in the Carolinas? Can you tell the people what's going on out there?
I mean, it's like it's plenty, man. Like the Carolinas, probably like me personally, I feel like the Carolinas are kind of like. When I talk about the Carolinas, I just kind of say the Carolinas, and that's like no offense, South. But I think like a lot goes on down here, but it just got, we get stereotyped as being just, you know, two states that really, like, nothing goes on. But, you know, like, we got like Anthony Hamilton, we got Fantasia, we had Petey Pablo. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Angie Stone down here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got, you know, like the NFL, the Panthers, you got the Bobcats. I mean, you got some of the best basketball teams like Duke, you know, they win national championships, UNC, Tar Heels, Wake Forest. I mean, it's just like, it's a ton of things down here. Like, you know, a lot of major cities. You got Charlotte, you got Columbia, you got Raleigh, Durham, you got like Fayetteville, Greensboro,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you got like a lot of nightlife down here, and you got like a lot of big business. And, you know, on the back end, you know, down here we have a lot of, it's a lot of history, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we got a lot of historic stuff down here, like Charleston and some more places, historical. But, I mean, it's tons going down. I mean, we can have a whole show about just what goes on in the Carolinas.
And you guys definitely got some big major artists that actually have relocated down to the Carolinas and stuff, you know. Because, you know, you can get a nice house out there in the Carolinas for not that much, too. You know, it's definitely a nice area, you know what I'm saying? You guys got nice schools and stuff out there for the kids and stuff, you know. And some people want to get away from the city sometimes. So I definitely appreciate the Carolinas and everything that you bring to offer. Did you think that the magazine was going to get this much, you know, play that it's getting now, like, because you got like over 1 million people hitting up your site, you know what I mean? You got all the hottest videos, you got artists or big names and stuff like that. Did you think it was going to go to the level that it is right now?
I mean, honestly, nah. Like, you know, because like at first I just kind of started it out real small, didn't really know, because at first, you know, I started out like a little WordPress, so it was like a little WordPress, and I was just kind of blogging, throwing cat stuff up there. And, you know, people just started showing a lot of love coming through the site, hitting it up, and just, like, you know, I started getting a lot of emails and a lot of texts. Like, a lot of the artists or the models or whoever I was interviewing were just, like, you know, saying thank you, like, you know, showing love, like, keep doing it. So, you know, over the last, 2.5-3 years, I just kept building on it until this year. You know, I just kind of changed it to a full-fledged website. And right now, like sometime next week, you know, we already went to a hard press, so we're gonna have like the first issue of the hard press Home Point magazine to be here in the next couple of days as we speak now. So like, you know, we're gonna have hard press copies and we're gonna have the website jumping off down here in the
wow.
Carolinas.
I hope my section in there. I hope my section gets in the press so I can have that so I can bring that shit.
Oh, definitely. You know you're gonna be up in there, Lush.
You know, I just, and is it true? You built the whole entire site from scratch by yourself?
Yeah, that's the point. You know, that's the funny thing about it. I did everything myself. Like everything you see on there, you know what I'm saying? I had to learn to code myself and everything. So I kind of just came in there and just kind of taught myself over the, you know, it took me a while to do everything, but, you know, I got it. You know, some Google, some Wikipedia here, some YouTube, you know. Just built it up.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, as a business owner, being a CEO, and caller from the 850, I'm going to bring you on in a quick second. You know, as a CEO of a business, how important is it for an individual when it comes to business to be self-sufficient?
Oh, like, man, that's like everything, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, right now, because when you first starting out, you know, most of the time your funds are kind of limited, and if you, even if you do have the funds, you don't really just want to, you know, overspend. I'd say the first year to year and a half is going to be kind of rough because, you know, you're gonna have to establish your brand. So, like, you're going to be presenting people with something they may not be familiar with. So, you know, you're going to have to kind of take it slow and kind of just, you know, like, say, like, on point. You're going to have to say, like, this is on point. And people are like, you know, what's that? You have to kind of explain, you know. So you're going to have to run that almost for 6 months and kind of baby people into it. So you're going to, you know, you want to kind of, you know, hold tight to your money. And anything you can do yourself, you're going to kind of want to do for yourself for the, you know, at least for the first year. I'm not saying you ain't going to spend no money, but you know what I'm saying? You want to at least try to spend less as possible, you know, to kind of counter that first slow year.
Definitely. And he's definitely bringing up a good point because some of you independent artists, you guys want to start your own business and stuff like that. And like I tell you guys, make sure you LLC your business. Get your paperwork together. You know what I'm saying? That's very important. You know, and you know, you want if you have minimum funds, you want to, you know, use access to all of the resources you already have that are free, you know, and he's a perfect example of that. You know, On Point Magazine is an excellent magazine, excellent graphics, you know, excellent site, very informative. You know, he did it all himself. And I implore you guys to go log on to the site right now, actually. Can you give them the site information and your Twitter real quick right now? Can you do that, Stills?
No problem. The website is On Point Mag. That's www.onpointmag.info. That's www.onpointmag.info. And my Twitter is @onpointmag. If you're trying to submit any music or anything, just send to onpointmag@gmail.com.
Yeah, make sure you send it there, people. You know, definitely send all that information over there to On Point Magazine and support what they got going on. And definitely on top of that, people, you know, this is some serious stuff. The magazine is crazy right now, and I wish all of you guys to go and support it. And make sure you follow him right now Make sure that you follow him right now on Twitter and support what he got going on. Tell us some new projects and new things that you got going on, Stills.
Well, we were just at the South Carolina Music Awards
about
2 weeks ago. I mean, it was crazy. It was down in Charleston, South Carolina. I mean, it was, we had like a crazy weekend. Like we had like a showcase that was showcasing up-and-coming artists and everything on Friday night, and then that Saturday we had the award show. I mean, it was like almost probably about 8 to 1,000 people in attendance. I mean, if you want to go check out some of the pictures, you can log on, and I got like the winners and the pictures up there. But we just covered that. They just had a Carolina award show in Charlotte last week, and that covers like country music, rock music, hip-hop music, just music in general, and that was crazy. And that was in Charlotte. This weekend right here, we're going to be in Columbia doing a media meet and greet with a lot of the artists called Black Hollywood. So
okay.
Be there on a Saturday doing that. I mean, we got the magazine. Like I said, we got the first issue coming out sometime this week. I mean, it's already out, but, you know, it'll be back. And that's the hard copy of On Point Mag. And we got my man Boss G. Boss G, he's making a lot of he's making a lot of noise out of Columbia. He's on the cover. And we got a cat named 3D Scroll, and he's out of North Carolina. He's making a lot of buzz up in the North Carolina area. So they on the cover. I mean, we just grinding, man. You know, got the On Point. You know, and I got the Southern Groove, the music thing. So Rebellious just took home Group of the Year at the South Carolina Awards show. So that was a great
look. Tell us about Rebellious. Is that actually a group that you manage, or?
Yeah, that's a group that I manage. Me and I manage them along with my man Ace of Spades, mm-hmm. and Rebellious. You know, Shouting G and And, you know, they took the award home, man. It's been grinding. On Point. It's been an On Point Southern Groove year. So we've just been grinding and getting it in the street, you know.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to go ahead and bring in. We have a caller from the 850. That looks like Florida. 850, what's up? 850? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up? I guess they just want to listen. All right, then. All right, if you just want to listen. We actually have a song from Rebellious. You want to introduce this song real quick?
Yeah, no problem. This is a new song for Rebellious, a.k.a. Shouting G, called Mr. Big Shot. Yeah, buddy.
That's what it is. We're going to play this song. Call and let us know what you think about. 347-826-7722, Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
Southern Groove Entertainment in the building. How we gonna do this thing? So I'm talking about, gonna put the shoes on. No white tees on this one. For the fresh polo all day. We gonna take this Cadillac, drop that shit off the station, and let him chop it up, my shit.
Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job. Fresh inside. It's the outside frame, them trunk wide. Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job.
It's a big shot, baby, take them higher than the drug. Bless them with my presence like I came from up above. The Beamer ride good, but the Benz ride better. Chopping through your city block, looking at whatever I want. Can't even touch the swag if you had my fingerprints. Like a Southern Prince, I'ma take the throne. And Shawlin' G up in the building, send the names home. Went and bought a Bonneville, but he should've bought a bone. Cadillac with that wood grain wheel. Solo barracks in the trunk, can you feel that? Beating through your chest, cardiac arrest. She don't ever put on panties, seen that monkey through her dress. Complex, but yes, I simplify. That notorious B.I.G. album, ready to die. Supply of her arsenary. This pimpin' is very scary, aiming straight for that cutie. And every time they see me, they say,
yeah, buddy, rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. It's an outside frame,
new
in the trunk wide.
Riding the swerve, so cold, had to call me George Ferguson. Had a bankroll, made them think I was serving for certain. I'm working, holla at D-Rock, what's poppin'? 15's quaking, can you hear dropping? Seats all leather, t-shirt cotton, cap new era, Sean John denim, paint so wet, man, they thought I was swimming. I tried to tell them how I was living, the money come fast, so this high, I'ma get it. Black F-150 with the chrome on it, toe cane, time to put another tone on. Big wheel whipping, wood grain gripping, smoking like it's legal, and my windows ain't tinted. Shout it if you're legal, you can take a ride in. Do a little something for me, let me get a little cut in. She told me, yeah, buddy.
Rolling like a big shot, Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. It's an outside frame and the trunk wide. Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot, Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. It's an outside frame and the trunk wide. And there you have it. Rebellious, a.k.a. Shawlin' G. Yeah. Dirt kind of edge feel, y'all know what it is. Put your deuces in the air for this ride of music. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building with the one and only Steals, CEO of On Point Magazine. And make sure that you always stay on point each and every day. Your boy's live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. You just heard an exclusive, a new joint from your boys, Rebellious. You know what I'm saying? Managed by your boy, Steals. On Point Magazine is the number one spot for the Carolinas, baby. So you need to holler at your boy, boy. So we live in the building, man. Call in at 347-826-7722 if you want to ask a question for my man, Steals. And if you're a business owner and you want to shout out your business real quick, call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about business. What up, Steals? What's poppin', baby? I like that joint.
Chilling with, you like that? Yeah, appreciate it.
Feel
yeah.
Cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I had a caddy, I'd be doing that joint. You know what I'm saying? Doing that turn and just leaning to the side.
Lean.
And riding.
Feeling good. That's right.
Yeah, man. That's definitely a hot one right there. I like that one for real. Definitely. We're going to play that on the Hot or Not on Friday and stuff. You know what I'm saying? To get some feedback on that.
Okay. That was it. It's what it is.
Definitely, man. And Steals, man, you know, I know you're going to take it into the whole, you know, actual physical copy, but what are some of the other steps that you want to take? How far do you want to take On Point Magazine? Are there other ventures that you want to, you know, venture into also?
Well, right now, I'm probably going to, you know, venture into, you know, I mean, really, I really want to take it nationwide, you know what I'm saying? I just really want to keep it growing and just keep it pushing out. And the sky's the limit with the magazine. You know, maybe branch out into some DVDs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year just kind of focusing on just the hard copy, though. Hard copy, creating some visuals for it. And just keep putting independent cats on, man, because, you know, ain't that many. It's not a lot of venues no more, but, you know, for independent cats, you know, no matter where they at, you know what I'm saying? Either in New York, New Jersey, California, it's like, you know, it's kind of hard getting into Double XL. It's kind of hard getting into Swords. If you ain't got that corporate backing, then it's kind of hard. So, you know, trying to create some opportunities for you know, cats, independent cats that are talented. You know?
Definitely. And I want to also, you know, ask you, because a lot of people are asking me in the chat room, they're like, what's the difference between online and physical copy? Like, is it more reach? Is it better reach? Or which one is feasible? Which one is more cost effective? Because due to the fact of, you know, how much, you know, a lot of the print magazines have lost a lot of money, you know, can you talk to the people about that?
Well, okay, definitely. In 2010, I mean the website, you know, definitely going to be the better view. I mean, because, you know, it's updated to the minute, you know what I'm saying? We update that, like, every day, two or three times. You know, like, you know, we in the internet age, you know, information come, like, you know, I probably log on to a website now and it's probably got 10 new things that it didn't have 5 minutes ago. So, you know, but, like, on the other side, on the flip of the coin, though, you know, with a magazine, it's kind of like, kind of pulling aside what, you know, what you might think might need to stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, something is big. Something you want to kind of draw a little bit more attention to versus, you know, you putting something on a website and it's up there. It's in the front of the website for like 15, 20 to 2 or 3 hours, and then somebody else is on top, and then it scrolls down, and they think, you know, by the end of the night, you already off the page versus the magazine is kind of like, bow. You know what I'm saying? It's going to stick. So, you know, you can't take that away because you can just kind of pass it out in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's almost like the same thing, like with some people, they like, oh, well, the CDs are dead and this, that, and the third. But some people actually like to archive that. They like to have physical copies and stuff like that, you know, to keep for memories and stuff.
Definitely. Like, I don't, like, personally, I'm old school, so I'm not, like, old school. And I'm just saying, like, I feel like nothing beats good hand-to-hand touching the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always think giving the person the CD is always better than emailing the CD, because somebody, you know, if somebody give you a CD or they give you a magazine or they give you a mixtape, like, you got a personal relationship with the person. Like, I remember you giving it to me, and so when I listen to it, if I like it, I remember the person versus you emailing me, and I don't really have no face to go with it. I don't really have no personality. I just got a CD from, you know, such and such, or I got this email from such and such.
Yeah, definitely. And so what are some of the things that you do with On Point Magazine to kind of, like, you know, give back to the community, in your community?
Right now, August 14th, and that's a Saturday, we got two events going on, one in Columbia and one down in Edgefield. That's them both in South Carolina. And we got, like, a back-to-school drive, and we're going to be just basically just giving out school supplies and stuff to, you know, kids that can just come out. We have some hot dogs and things and, you know, food and refreshments, and they can just come up and pick up these school, you know, school supply bags we got set aside for them. So we're doing that right now. That's like the main thing we're focused on right now is back to school.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's a good deal because the hardest thing for kids sometimes is even to get uniforms, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes it's the simple stuff.
The simple things, you know. And it's hard, you know, I mean, with this recession, a lot of the parents have gotten laid off, you know, of work, so it's kind of hard, and they're stressing out, you know, and it's really good that you guys are giving back like that with the giving back to the kids and stuff, so truly, truly, that's definitely a good thing that you're doing for them. We need more people like you to give back to communities and stuff like that. Also, once again, give everybody, you know, your email. If artists want to get into the magazine or anything like that, or people want to get into the magazine or purchase things, how can they get in contact with you? What's the email for the mag?
The email is onpointmag@gmail.com. The website is www.onpointmag.info. And just reach out, man. It's like, you know, just reach out. Cause like we show love to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's a magazine primarily, you know, based out of the Carolinas, like, you know, I do have artists on the website, you know what I'm saying, it's not actually from the Carolinas, so, you know, it's not like we, you know, just because we're a Carolina magazine, we excluding anybody, we just kind of pushing out there that we're a magazine based out of the Carolinas, but we show love to everybody.
Definitely, and definitely shout out Nancy O with the Nancy O.
Oh, yeah, definitely, all the media love, man, you know, Lush, Nancy O. I mean, sheblogging.com. I mean, Randy Sluices. I mean, it's crazy, man. We do, you know, Ozone.
Yeah.
I got my Florida, my peeps down in Florida. We got Phoenix. We got Playboy, Big League. I mean, it's deep, man. Southern Groove, Ace of Spades, DJ Style, DJ Skill, B-Side Entertainment.
Yeah.
Crew thick down here, man. You know, we really be on it.
Yeah, you definitely grind hard, and I definitely appreciate your grind, and, you know, Lush Radio don't bring on no slackers. We don't like slackers. We like people that's really in their grind, and I've watched On Point Magazine, and they've been doing their thing, and I definitely appreciate everybody to support them and everything that they're doing, because if we don't work together, then what are we working for, you know? And
definitely.
And I wanted to ask you another thing. You know, the ladies asked me, you know, for the ladies. The lady said, you know, is there a significant other out there?
Yeah, I got a friend.
The lady, she's off the market.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what's up. So, ladies, he's off the market. So, what is your biggest highlight? What's the biggest highlight for you for On Point Magazine?
I mean, probably just the love. I mean, really just the small stuff. Like some days, like I said, some days I might wake up and I just get about 4 or 5 emails, you know, just emails, a direct message, Twitter, whatever, and they just be like, man, appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Just appreciate you showing us some love and, you know, getting our stuff on the website. And that kind of always, you know, makes my day because, I mean, you know, because I know how it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's always a good thing, you know,
yeah.
To see that, you know, see that your hard work is not going unnoticed.
Definitely, man.
That's probably the main thing.
I got to make sure I write my testimonial, you know what I'm saying, and send that to you, you know, On Point Magazine, because I have a testimony.
Yeah, testimony?
I got a testimony. On Point Magazine has made my life. I swear, Lord have mercy, I have a testimony.
Lord.
Yeah,
I love
On Point Magazine, for real. And it's a whole bunch of variety of different things you can find on the site, whether it's fashion, whether it's music, whether it's politics. It's all on Point Magazine. So, you know, any kind of advice for the youth that's trying to get into the music and business in general?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd say if you got a dream, you know, just follow it through. Just keep in mind, you know, it's a business, and just kind of start small. Just keep in mind you got to start small, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like something I've seen that everybody tries to jump over, but, you know, you got to start small because that's like your story, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to have a story to tell. You know, that's the reason why I'm doing this interview. Like, you got to have something to talk about, and you start small and struggling. It's just part of the game. You know, they call it paying dues, but I just call it your story. And you just got to start small. You got to find you a good support system and team. You know, big up to the Phoenix down there in Florida. You know, she'd be holding me down a lot. Support team is, you know, just there, man. It kind of pushes you along because it's going to be some dark days, you know what I'm saying, hard roads and dark days, and just kind of keep you pushing along. Surround yourself with good people, man. I can't keep saying that, you know. Surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with good people, man. Just kind of be productive. Know where you want to go.
Your network is your net worth, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Your network is like, that's 90% of the game, man. Who you know, don't burn no bridges. Don't burn no bridges, man. Just
yeah,
kind of
do
keep
that.
It.
Even though, you know, a lot of people be out there doing it, and it's a small world. This industry is small. Everybody knows everybody, so you better watch how you roll, man. Watch how you're rolling.
Yeah. You need to watch that. It's small, man. Cats don't really realize how small it is. And I ain't even talking about, like, Carolina music. I'm talking about, you'd be surprised, like, you talk to somebody from Carolina, and, you know, they'll know the same cats in New York. And them cats in New York will know the same cats from Miami somewhere, and you'd be like, wow. You know, it's really a small circle. It's really a small circle.
And it's the truth. We're going to go into a quick song, Keep Winning by Archie Eversole. This goes out to all the people that's out there struggling, trying to get their business together. Don't let up, man. Always look at the big picture, man, because you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's a lonely road when you're trying to start your own business. Remember that. Not everybody acts like you, you know what I'm saying? But you got to become self-sufficient. Do what you got to do. Take my boy Steals, for example. We're going to go into this song, and we'll be right back with your boy Steals. CEO of On Point
Sport Magazine. Yeah.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top. Look at me now.
Love
for dead bleeding in the streets by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
See you winning.
Now, get
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Berry.
Everything's Berry, baby. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. You better act like you know before I smack somebody. We're talking about business. Let's talk about business Wednesdays. Always talking about important things that you need to do to enhance your business. Shout out to my girl, Ebony, out there in Cali. That definitely represents us on Lush Radio Online. And don't forget, guys, this Friday, it's going down. We got Elkie, you know what I'm saying, the Stallion, you know what I'm saying, the Bootylicious, Voluptuous, Video Vixen. Y'all know her from the Outkast videos. She's German. A lot of y'all thought she was Puerto Rican, but she's German. And, you know, y'all know her from LA Inc. on TLC. She's hot. She's going to be live in the building with us. Also, we're going to have your boy DJ Bedtime, Remy Ma's official DJ, live in the building. He's going to be talking to us about what's going on with him and the stats of Remy live in the situation she's going through. But right now, live, we got your boy Steels, CEO of On Point Magazine, independent artist. Y'all need to call in, man, because it's crazy right now. Shout out to Steels, man, On Point Magazine. We back in the building. What up, Steels?
What up? I like that Showbiz and AG drop too. You know, we need the soul clap behind that.
Well, you crazy, I like that. As hell. You crazy as hell. I'm gonna try that again for the caller from the 850. You still there with us? Or you just listening? 850. Make sure you press 1 to talk. So this is what I want to ask, man. You know, when it comes to the music game, the industry, what do you think some of these artists are lacking?
I just think the game changing. You know what I'm saying? Like, when, you know, when we're, I think the game is changing. I think the game is more, independent, built now, where you have to be a lot more hands-on. Like, you really have to really, like, even if you're really good, like, you really got to be really hands-on. Like, you got to really keep yourself, like, you know, up to date with YouTube and Facebook and all these social outlets. And you got to really get out there. That's one of the major things I see, like, with the indie artists lack. Like, they don't really, like, they might, like I was saying before, they might send you a mixtape, but nothing beats you giving me a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in a barbershop or I'm in a mall. Just come up and give me a mixtape or a song and tell me to listen to it. Cause you got to build, because it's all about building the brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think a lot of artists, like, understand that, like, you know, if you're an artist A, artist B, that's a brand. Like, even though you make music, you're still building that name as a brand. You know, like, Rick Ross is a brand. Jay-Z is a brand. So you're building that brand, and, you know, you just build your brand and your music. Whether it be music, visuals, anything. Like, you just got to be known for
something. Explain to the people what a brand is, because I don't think these people know what the hell a brand is, sirs.
I'm a businessman. You know, it's just like, you know, a brand is like, you know, when people know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you popular from around the way, that means your name has some, you know, your name has power. So, like, if you popular and cats know you for something, you know, around the way, it's like, you know, holler at my man Steels, you know, holler at my girl Lush. That means your name has power. So that means that, you know, the name is just another word for brand. Mm-hmm. So, like, you want to be known somebody. Like, if I go somewhere and I was like, yo, who got some hot music here? So they your name should be branded enough to, like, oh, my man got the, you know, he got the heat, you know. And if I go down a couple more, you know, blocks, I say, yo, who got the hottest music? Oh, my man got it. If I keep hearing the same name over and over, I ask a couple of chicks, you know, that's, oh, my man. Then my man is the man. And that means that he done took time to build his brand, you know. And unfortunately, sometimes I will say this, like, unfortunately, sometimes, like, you know, the real good artists, they don't do a really good job of branding themselves and coming out the house and stuff. And then, you know, that's where we get sometimes into this argument about, you know, who music is better. Because a lot of times it's about who music is better. It's not about it, you know, but you can't really argue if you ain't been outside promoting your music and I just don't know about you.
It's more about who has the strongest brand, who has the strongest team, and who is more in your face. Because right. you have a lot of artists. They are dope artists. They're really dope. But I will never know about you because you sit on your ass. And you expect
right.
that things are going to be passed on to you or given to you. It don't work like that. This ain't the age of when you used to stand in front of the record labels and stuff and start rapping outside and they pick you up. It don't go like that. It's not like that no more. You know what I'm saying? So you guys got to put in more effort. Sorry, you guys have to work now. You mad at that?
You know?
You know, we got to we got a caller from the 774. We're going to bring you in a second. If you guys are just joining in, we have the CEO of On Point Magazine. He deals with independent artists and major artists and stuff. He's talking about business, talking about his experiences and stuff like that live on the show. If you want to get information about, you know, contacting him about getting in On Point and Magazine or doing business with him, you know what I'm saying, it's your time to ask. Caller from the 774, what's good? What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, what up, baby? It's Amish.
What's up, Amish? What's popping with you, boo?
I'm telling. How you?
I'm doing all right. Amish, what's popping, man?
Telling, man. I seen the tweets. So I have to call in. You know, I'm always looking to get some new jewels. So I seen somebody over there taking some I could take in. I got to call in and ask some questions.
That's what's up. You got a question for our boy Stills?
Yeah, definitely. Still, I'm originally from Worcester, Massachusetts, right? Which is not really like a huge market for music, period, really. So, like one thing of the conflict that I'm seeing is like, when I'm there, people say you need to leave out the city to get your notification, and then when I leave out the city, they say, well, you need to get home base behind you. Now I grind like endlessly. I mean, up all night, and I've thrown at least, you know, 10 to 15 shows in the past year, never got less than 200 people to my shows, from 200 raising to 500. That's all of my own self-promotion. Like, what should I do from an area that really hasn't brought nobody out in order to take my music to the next level?
I'm going to keep it simple. Like, when cats be saying, when they say that, like, man, just look at it like this. Like, if you come from an area, because we kind of in the same predicament, we're not really known for, like, breaking, you know, artists like that. So I feel
right.
like, grinding your city, network where you know the business is at.
Okay.
You know, when somebody tell you to build your brand up in your city, like, you know, don't just leave, you know, just like you're saying, grind the way you're grinding, but try to find somewhere where you feel like the business is more, you know, like where they're signing people or there's more business deals being made, and, you know, and just spend some time there networking, you know. So that's like, you know, you're grinding, like when you're back home, you're grinding as far as getting your music out, so you might come to New York or Atlanta to grind and get the network game up.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? So you have somebody to call and show what you're doing too.
Okay. Makes sense. So stay grinding at home but still network out of town.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
but, you know, you got to be where the business at.
Like,
definitely.
Like, even with me and the DMV, like, the DMV, I'd bring some of the DMV artists, but most of the artists that we have are from, like, all over. And I still keep my roots in the DMV, but I network with the main people that are the movers and shakers that I need to know. You know what I'm saying? In the DMV. I might not go to every event that goes on in the DMV, but I keep in contact with the movers and shakers that I need to know, that need to know my name. You understand what I'm saying? And the same thing, like, if I go to New York, I might not deal with everybody in New York, but I'm in contact with the people I need to know in order for me to make the moves I need to do. And then you call on them cats for favors when you need them, but you don't constantly bother them. You call on certain cats, they doing a show, you jump on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, makes sense.
But you know,
I tell my boys, man, you like, you know, you want to work hard, but you want to work smart too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to work yourself to death, and you kind of run in circles. Sometimes that's what frustrates a lot of people. You know, we be working hard, but we like, damn, man, I'm working, but I ain't really getting as far as I want. And sometimes you
that's usually has to come with connecting with the right person, don't it?
Yeah, yeah. You got to kind of ask yourself what you're lacking. You know, everybody's situation is different. Like, you know. Somebody might be lacking media exposure. Somebody might have, you know, they might have shows, media exposure, but be lacking A&R exposure. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of like, you know, what's the closest? I don't know. I don't really know what would be the closest place for you. You know, what would be the closest place you would think the industry would be at?
They have to be in New York.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I said, it ain't got to be nothing. You just stay up in New York, but it's just like, you know, at least once a month or when it's feasible for you to come down, just make, you know, just make what I call like a little field trip. Just field trip down and just go show face, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to have a list of places where they be, like, you know, if some labels let you walk through or some hip-hop stations in, you know, that, you know, any stations or something. Just a list of, you know, networking that you can do in New York that's going to be bigger. It might be a little bit more suitable, you know, than back home. So when they do call back home, though, it's like, you know, you good. You know, oh, he, you know, he good. So it's
right,
not like
right.
You get over your hometown. But sometimes you just have to do your, you know, sometimes you have to handle your, what, like, your executive paperwork business outside of your hometown.
True.
So, sure. Go ahead,
Amish.
Tell us the new things that you got going on with you anyway, Amish.
Say that one more time, eh?
Tell us the new stuff you got going on with you right now,
Amish. Oh, sure. I mean, I'm still grinding pretty much. A lot of my music was featured on the booth, in the, was it Boothnet? Also in XXL Mag. I just recently had a spread in XXL too, which was good. And right now, it's got a new single. I was actually about to hit you up with it later on tonight that I'm trying to push.
Okay, that's what's up.
You know what I mean? So.
We'll have that on the hot and not on Fridays. Just slide that in.
Yeah. Oh, okay, definitely, definitely. Because, I mean, that and that's coming from the point where I'm doing me now. Like, the people around me was a lot of trying to tell me to go simple. And that's where a lot of my records were. They're like, you got to be simple. You gotta, I kind of shedded that now. So I really artistically went in on this record. So I want to see the response I get from it, because now I shedded the voices around me telling me to keep everything simple and really just went in on what I know how to do.
That's what's up. Sometimes you gotta let certain people go, you know, and I know you can relate with that too, Stills. You know, you get people that say they want to work with you, you think they got your best interest in hand, but them niggas just want your downfall.
Yeah.
You gotta let their ass go.
Yeah.
It's true. They start saying things, oh, nah, you got to dumb it down, and, you know, everything's simple, and it's like...
Man, everybody started small, man. That's the thing about this hip-hop game that, you know, we kind of overlook. Like, you know, we look at Jay-Z or 50 Cent, but them cats came, you know what I'm saying? Them cats was freestylers, then nobody didn't want them, then they went independent, and then they, you know, then they kind of got to where they was now. And that's kind of like everybody's story. So it's kind of like now I see everybody trying to jump over the beginning stages. And I like, you know, just start small. Just start, you know, if you start small, then you can kind of build a fan around what you want to do instead of what somebody else wants. You know, if you're trying to jump into a label and get $10 million, you know, then, you know, you got to kind of dance. You got to kind of do the dance then. But, you know, if you're starting off small down here at the bottom, you can kind of build a brand around what you want to do. And then by the time you get that brand, and that major label respect it, and they're just, you know, just like Jay-Z. They never change Jay-Z. They never change Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, they never change you if you build it from the ground up.
Right, right.
It's already working. It's already working because you already built the brand and your fans for it.
Definitely.
That's the truth. Amish, put your Twitter out there real quick for the people so they can follow you and stuff.
All right, definitely. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, everything. MySpace is all / Amish, A-M. IYJ, twitter.com/ Amish, AMIYJ.
And Amish, On Point Magazine doesn't just deal with people in the South, they deal with other artists too, so y'all can network. Once again, Stills, can you put your email and your Twitter out
for
people to contact you?
Yeah, hit me up, man, onpointmag@gmail.com.
onpointmag@gmail.com. All right, definitely. I'm about to send this record out for you. You know what I mean? I definitely love your feedback within, like, the hour.
Okay, cool.
All right.
The website is onpointmag.info, www.onpointmag.info.
Yeah, check out the website. And don't forget to check out, this Friday is going down. We're going to have Elkie the Stallion. Y'all thought she was Puerto Rican, but she's really German. And she has been in the Outkast videos and many more. She's a video vixen. She's going to be our special guest, and she's also been on L.A. Inc. And we're also going to have DJ Bedtime live in the building, Remy Ma's official DJ. He's going to be talking to us on this Friday, so make sure you stay tuned. Right now, we got the one and only still CEO of
still.
On Point Magazine.
You got Lushy Lush in the building.
You know, and we got some William Reeves live in the building. So, I mean, fellas, my pet peeve for artists is, like, you know, do you feel like artists get caught up in the whole everyday norm? Like, they get caught up with what everybody else is doing versus trying to be themselves. Do you feel like society has kind of played a role in that?
I mean, definitely, you know what I'm saying? I think we all get caught up in it sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just being normal, you know what I'm saying? You got to kind of break away from it time to time, you know? You know, like I said, like, you know, as far as the music goes, like, everybody just want to be hot right now, you know? That's the, you know... Because, like, what gets one artist somewhere may not get the next artist somewhere, you know?
Definitely, definitely. How you feel about that, Amish? Amish, what are you doing over there, Amish?
Yo, my perception is terrible, so I can barely hear you. I got my ear pressed to it. Like, what he said is so true because, like I said, like, I got a lot of people in my circle that, like, are trying to help, or they call themselves trying to help. And I can't stand when I'm creating and they keep bringing up examples of hit records. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I understand, like, they be like, yo, this works. You got to throw a female on this and you got to soften this up and you have to do this. And I'm thinking, like, well, that worked for that person. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough. It's a real fine line between what your creativity does and then what people want you to do. Like, I come from, I'm an East Coast dude. So, like, naturally, I come up rapping outside on the block and having my verses have to be better than the next man's. Mm-hmm. So, like, I could rap, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm a spitter. I'm a lyricist. That's what I do. So I'm constantly being told, nah, that's too much. So it's real tough, but at the same time, how do I separate myself from everybody? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And people, like, once again, like I said, people, you got to learn your niche. Find your niche in this game. Not everybody's meant to be MC. Not everybody's meant to be a manager. Find your niche in the game, whether it's photography, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And learn your craft. Mm. Don't be a freaking jack of all trades and you haven't mastered one thing yet. That's what the problem
right.
we have with some of you guys out here. You guys want to be a graphic designer, an artist, a freaking model. You want to be a freaking DJ. You want to be a freaking road manager. You can't do all of that. You're going to burn yourself out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's work smart, not hard. Work smart, not hard. It's a difference between grinding and being focused. You got to be focused, man. You got to be focused. And don't let anything deter you from your focus on what you're trying to achieve when it comes to your business. And on top of that, once you do get to a point where, say, you sign a deal or you get a point, reinvest your money, whether it's in your business or on something else that's going to make you money, you know?
Right.
Don't just go out there and stop buying a whole fleet of cars and buying midgets on your neck and all that. Jordans, you know, invest your money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Make your money make you money, for real, you know?
Right.
You know, people, we definitely need to get it together and make sure that you check out you know, Amish and Steels, you know, on Point Magazine. And if people want to submit the stuff, like, what are the top no-nos that you want artists not to do when they're submitting stuff to you, Steels?
I mean, I just say tag it, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of make it so it stands out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Kind of be kind of creative when you're sending something because, like, you know, I get so many submissions a day. So if they just kind of just pop up there as blah, just kind of be like the new heat, you know, make me kind of be like, oh, what is the new heat, let me check out the new heat, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, New York number one banger, oh, let me see what New York number one banger is, instead of just being new song by such and such, just kind of be creative, you know, and don't be scared to keep sending it. I'm not like that. I'd be like, man, keep sending it, because sometimes, you know, I just forget. I ain't gonna lie, I just forget sometimes. Sometimes, you know, I mean to check something and just forget, and then I might see the cat might send it back the next day or 2 days later, and then I said, "Oh, I meant to get to that yesterday anyway." So you know.
So what about? Have you ever got those situations where people don't even tag? They join. They put track one, and they expect you to think to figure out what it is.
Yeah, all the time. I get it all the time. I get like, it'll be a track with one on it, And then it won't have no picture, no nothing. Just check it out. They'll check this out. And I'm like, well, you know, even if I like it, I'm like, who is it? Like, you know, like, who is this? I mean, you get all kind of stuff. But, you know, that's the stuff, you know, that's just stuff as an independent artist, you know, you got to kind of work on. Because, I mean, it's a learning process. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't learn it overnight, but it's just something you got to really be working on.
Definitely, definitely. And, Stills, you know, I appreciate you coming through. You know, I know you're a busy individual. And I'm just, you know, happy and honored to have you on the show. And I can't wait for the new issue, the hard copy to come out. And, you know, I'm going to continue supporting you, man. And shout out to all the Carolinas, man. I appreciate you, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Appreciate it. Appreciate you, Lus. Appreciate you for looking out for me.
You know, this is long overdue. This is long overdue interview right here, man. You know, and I love Stills. He's a real humble guy, good guy, a hard worker. And, you know, I wish there were more people like him. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you support what he got going on. OnPointMagazine.info. Make sure y'all guys check that out right now. You know what I'm saying? And I want you guys to also support my boy Amir. He's doing his thing out there in Boston. And, you know, he's going hard with the game. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just like his musical. I like his music. I'll be acting like people. But you know what? I'm going to go into some music. We're going to come right back. We talking about business, getting your business together. And, you know, since we're going to have DJ Bedtime live in the building on Friday, you know, I got to play this song because this is actually my new song for the summertime, you know what I'm saying? Even though I might not know what Papoose is talking about on his song, you know what I'm saying? But because I don't be listening to his lyrics like that, but, you know what I'm saying, he a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? But Remy Ma does kill this joint, and you know what it is. Bucket, fucking naked. How many people are listening to Lush Radio right now, and you're bucket naked right now? Let me know. Call in at 347-826-7722. Who knows? I might be bucket naked.
Does Ali be on the trailer?
Bucket naked.
She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, say pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bearing my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green, but I wanna see her get
bucky naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
bucky naked.
She got my name bucky tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
bucky naked.
I make her scream, bucky. I hit every corner, cause I like it when she get
bucky naked.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Bucky.
Sipping on Patron. She in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Bucky.
She want that thug love. Man, she in the bathtub.
Bucky naked.
Thousands of footage from the phone to the Mac and make a movie. A massive bedroom body. My shit come with a jacuzzi. He said, excuse me, miss, your lips is mad juicy. I said, it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit, he write me down, Lil Boosie. And we both G's. Together we make Gucci. You sex texting, typical group. Mini visual. My send that picture of the Uchi. I'm the housewife. He took a his whole Gucci. I be on my job and Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper so people think he used me. No, I give him three holes like a piece of loose goose. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Dolly KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucket naked already.
On the camcorder, I can't believe I saw
bucky
naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her.
Lush Radio, baby,
bucky
let's
naked.
Go.
She was sitting home alone,
bucky.
Sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club,
bucky.
She want that thug love, now she in the bathtub.
Bucky naked. Bucky. Bucky naked. Bucky. Bucky naked. Bucky naked. Bucky naked.
Peace.
peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Y'all know y'all listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Don't act like you don't know, baby. Bucket naked. We're talking about business. You know, get your business together. The main top tips of business is make sure that you're focused. Have drive. Have determination. Because understand, at the end of the day, the hardest thing that we need to know is that not everybody's going to be like us. Not everybody's going to see your dream or your movement. A lot of people that you come into the game with are not going to be the people that you end out with the game with. So make sure you choose wisely with the people that you involve in your business. And always, always, always make sure you keep contracts with people you do business with. Because word of mouth is not going to stand up in a law and a court when it comes to court and you're dealing with a situation where somebody owes you money or breach of contract. Make sure you have that. Also, on top of that, artists, you know what I'm saying? Once you're starting to get into deals or different situations, go and inquire the information from an entertainment lawyer. Definitely. Go get an entertainment lawyer. You know what I'm saying? They got constellations. And talk to them about what you're trying to do. Also, on top of that, it's so many free outlets out here, people. Oh, my God. You got Blogspot. You got freaking WordPress, which I think is a great element if you want to do Flash or different plugins and implements that you can do yourself. Also, on top of that, you know, you got the Ning sites, even though right now they're about to start charging because they're going to cut off all the people that was on there for free. You know, so, I mean, you can use different sites. Use the outlets with social media like Facebook, Facebook, Twitter. Use those outlets to get the word out of what you're doing. And don't forget, always in your face promotions. Don't forget the streets. Even though you got the viral marketing, get in the streets. People want to feel personable with you. Make sure that you always, when you get a business card, make sure that you follow up. Follow up is a big thing, and make sure that you actually go and meet these people. Like Steele said earlier, you know, take a trip, you know, to some of these states of the people you've interacted with. Meet them and greet them. Have lunch with them and talk to them. And tell them about what you're trying to do and see how they can help you and what your endeavors are, you know, when it comes to your business. And don't forget that, you know, your network is your net worth. You know, and you know what I'm saying, and when your dream comes to pass, it's always sweet, but you got to work hard for it because nobody's going to hand it to you, you know. And if you guys are looking to get contracts done or anything, you need to get it right. You need a non-confidentiality agreement or anything like that. You can contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and I can send you the templates and stuff like that. Also, on top of that, you know, we're doing $50 mixtape feature for the month. You know what I'm saying? If you're an artist, independent artist, $50, you get featured for the entire month. You get your song played at the top of the hour, the end of the hour, at the month. You basically sponsor the show, and you get an interview. You know what I'm saying? If you're interested in that, email us at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Also, on top of that, Lush Girls International. The T-shirts are on sale, $25. Show your support, ladies. We have sizes from large, medium, and all that. And all y'all thick girls, if you're interested, hit us up. CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com or log on to www.lushradioonline.com and go to the main page and right under the picture of the Lush Radio Girls picture, you can click on and you can get that. You know what I mean? Or for $150, you can get a website, a T-shirt, and get promo going on. So holla at us on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to go to the line and see if we still got Steels on the line if he wants to add to some more business tips. Steels, you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Letting you do you. Letting Lush do Lush.
You were silly. Did you want to add to anything in regards to business?
No, I mean, you summed it up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Stay focused. Follow your dreams. You know, like you said, the people you start out with may not be, you know, the team you end up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay focused. Stay, you know where you're going. That's the main thing. Just know where you're going.
Definitely. And also, make sure, guys, that you incorporate, please. Like, you know, a lot of you guys are, like, coming out your pocket, but at the end of the day, you don't have anything to show for it, you know? Like, at least, you know, if you incorporate yourself, you can write off your taxes and get some money. You know, my taxes, I got like $6,000 back, you know. That was a nice amount of money, you know. So, go ahead and, you know, incorporate your business. You know what I'm saying? If you go to McDonald's, that's a business meeting. You know what I'm saying? You go, you know, keep them gas receipts, you know, them travel receipts, bus tickets, train tickets. You can write all that up. Your clothing for your event, you can write all of that off, you know. Work smart, not hard. That's the biggest key thing to success in this business. And, you know, and definitely pick up the book, Do You by Russell Simmons. It's a really enlightening book, you know, telling you about business and, you know, and I want everybody to just, you know, keep that eye on the prize and don't stop, you know, because sometimes you feel like you want to give up in this industry, you know. Sometimes it gets frustrating, but you got to have thick skin and you can't stop because you know what? It took me, you know, a year to get to a certain point for Lush Radio. And it's 2 years. This is my second year, and we're going strong, and we ain't stopping. We ain't stopping until we have world domination, man. It's crazy, right?
Taking over. Lush and Steals. We're taking over.
Taking over.
Want the world.
Man.
Want the world.
One world, you know what I'm saying? One
Blog
world.
Talk is not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough, you know what I'm saying? Blog Talk is cool, but, you know, it's not enough. Like, we gonna move the platform soon. We got On Point Magazine. E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying? We got Making It Magazine that rock with us. We got Microphone Bully TV, you know what I mean? We got a lot of media outlets that we rocking with. We rock with them hard bodies. Shout out to IndieHipHop.net, you know what I mean? A lot of people that we working with, we are your source of media. The corporate companies aren't dealing with y'all cats, man. Y'all need to start, y'all talking about, oh, son, let's work a deal. But I saw you buy a pound of herb the other day. You know what I'm saying? You going to say you can't pay for a spread in the magazine? You going to say you can't pay for some advertising? Get out of here, son. Get out of here. I have no, invest in yourself. That's my big thing. And pay your people. Artists, pay your people. And some of y'all managers that say y'all managers, don't get in the game and say you a manager if you don't know shit about being a manager. For real. Because some of y'all cast is terrible. For real. Some of y'all managers is terrible, and some of y'all publicists is terrible out there. You know? Some of y'all people are out there holding back some of these artists because y'all don't know what the hell you're doing. You know? If you're going to be a manager, learn and read up about it. You know what I'm saying? And publicists, you know, learn or get information for somebody that's already been in the game. You know, but for y'all managers that's working hard for your artists, I salute you guys. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And y'all artists out there, even though your manager's out there working, you got to work too because your manager can't be the only one working. You need to work too. Don't sit on your ass. You better get your ass up and do some work. For real. You know? And that's what I got to say. Let's radio a lot. Make sure
Lush Radio. That's right. Holla back.
Holla back.
This.
Check us out.
On Point, baby. Lushy Lush.
On Point Magazine.
On Point.
On Point Magazine. Lush Radio Online is not a game. And make sure y'all check out my snippet on there, you know, in the magazine and stuff. They did an excellent job. Monday through Saturday, we got shows. Monday, we got New Talk City Variety Show hosted by TDI representing the Bronx area. Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, we talking about different things, you know, we talked about, you know what I'm saying, are you a love maker this Tuesday, and Wednesday we talk about business, Thursday is Street Queens, the movement, talk about different things in the community and stuff like that, Friday was Hot or Not, we're going to have Elky the Stallion and DJ Bedtime, Saturday we're going to have 950 Plus co-hosting with your girl Leslie Les, Emma E2K, E2K on the spot, we'll be streaming live on Ustream, and we have a couple of events to go to. And I'm going to be out of New York on Sunday. I'll be back in the DMV, and I'll be right back to go to Torches, pass the mic from Triple C's, and you'll check out the pictures of that situation soon. So I love all of y'all. Love, peace, and happiness. Somebody fry me some chicken. Holla at your girl. Leslie Lush live in the building, On Point Magazine. Follow them. I love everybody. And keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I step up in the room, sometimes I might smack people. But, yo, I think I might check out this joint right here. We're going to play Busta Rhymes joint, you know, Stop the Party, you know, Swiss Beats, all of them on that. And then we're going to play the other joint by Rebellious after that. And we out of here. Peace. Lush Radio Online, On Point Magazine. Let's go.
Chill.
I am Iron Man.
I said, wait, what we waiting for, Swift?
Stop the party.
Streets want it, nigga.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Go, go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remix. Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up.
Yeah.
Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up. I said, wait. Stop the party.
I gotta change my voice.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming through. Tell me how you want it, bro. Fuck a line, nigga. See, we skipping right in front of you. Check. Trust me, you don't really want it, dude. Open club security and pull my niggas off of you. Why try stop it? See, we prime time coming through. Shut it down, disrespectful, bitch. That's what we love to do. Check the method, how I shred it. That ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel. I said, wait. Stop the party.
Yeah, where you at?
I don't want to hurt nobody, bro.
We go up to the club, fall, hopping out, bouncing. Walking in the door, the DJ made an announcement. King in the building, women screaming, shouting. Bring me bottles and a hand, standing on the couches. Me, I don't smoke, but my nigga blowing out. She's hiding here, she's sweating, see her nipples through her blouse. Hey, how can I not be the hottest shit? I'm killing party body shit. Hey, wait a minute, stop the
shit. Wait.
Aw, shucks, man.
Oh. When the last time you heard somebody say, aw, shucks, man? Oh, God, what we about to do here?
Kill him.
Where you at, Playboy?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but
I'm a cyclone whore, drive stones, y'all. Want FaceTime at the iPhone 4 or be patient, more be waiting. King James the game, number one free agent. I've been winning, you've been losing. Dip set back, got the UN moving. Chips free though, ladies, folks, yes sir, I'm the East Coast.
I said, wait,
hey, yo, Ghost, where you at, nigga?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Yo, I know a couple real killers that's Catholic.
Uh-huh.
White boys who speak black, cleaning they rats, and then they bloodline is Cyrus. I'm the only Muslim in the pool. They know I put that work in like a pirate. Jail shit slap the ox in the green jello. Carving your face is like the sound of a sweet demo. Swiss knives intimidate Roscoe. Blood dripping over my crisp knife. The streets are text spit like Tabasco. Never took the blue suit off pink rosé. That's more for like pretty women. You so lame, so if you wanna get physical, Staten Island goons is in the cut. Tony Stark play the front like my genitals.
Yeah, I thought we was making a movie already, huh? Welcome home, dog! Oh, shucks, man.
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
I went away for a minute, it's like I'm back from the dead. Relapse on your niggas and crack some heads. Let me see, my plate's empty, yours is full. You suck, real talk, come on with the ball. Guns clap like applause, tap on the doors. You gon' be like, what's that? Or you gon' hear blast through the walls. I rep for the town and said, fuck with tacky. Niggas in Clinton, come stop and cash sack. I said, wait.
Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
who, him? He's a rat. To the hood, he can never come back, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Lushy Lush has nothing but the hottest music worldwide, international, from old school to new school. The independent, man, I got it, everything you need. I keep it real nasty, real funky, man, real hip-hop, man. This is where it's at, man. If you want to know your history about hip-hop, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online, man. It's not a game, man. Get the game up. Lush Radio, we on. You just officially got set, baby. Holla at me.
Rebellious.
Carolina, stand up.
This is how we're going to do this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Going to put the shoes on. No white tees on this one.
for the fresh polo all day. We gon' take this Cadillac, drop that bitch off the table, and let him chop it up, my shit.
Yeah, buddy, rollin' like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. If the outside frame in the trunk wide. Yeah, buddy, rollin' like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. If the outside frame in the trunk wide.
It's a big shot, baby, take him higher than a drug. Bless him with my presence like I came from up above. The Beamer ride good, but the Benz ride better. Chopping through your city block, looking at whatever I want. Can't even touch the swag if you had my fingerprints. Like a southern prince, I'ma take the throne. And Sean and G up in the building, send them names home. Went and bought a Bunnyville, but he should've bought a throne. Cadillac with that wood grain wheel. Solo Varus in the trunk, can you feel that? Beating through your chest, cardiac arrest. She don't ever put on panties, seen that monkey through her dress. Complex, but yes, I simplify. That notorious B.I.G. album ready to die. Supply for arsenary. This pimpin' is very scary. Aiming straight for that cutie. And every time they see me, they say,
yeah, buddy, rollin' like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. If the outside frame in the trunk wide. Yeah, buddy, rollin' like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. If the outside frame in the trunk wide.
Riding the swerve. So cold, had to call me George Gervin. Had a bankroll, made a bank, I was serving for certain. I'm working, holla at D-Rock, what's poppin'? 15's quaking, can you hear dropping? Seats all leather, t-shirt cotton, cap new era, Sean John Denim. Paint so wet, man, they thought I was swimming. I tried to tell them how I was living. The money come fast, so this high, I'ma get it. Black F-150 with the chrome on it. Toe came, time to put another tone on. Big wheel whipping, wood grain gripping. Smoking like it's legal, and my windows ain't tinted. Shout it if you're legal, you can take a ride in. Do a little something for me, let me get a little cut in. She told me, yeah, but
rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need a theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we roll.
DJ E say, alright? Never ever fast
down. Big Ticket does big things. Holla back.
Blazing the steel. Bringing the heat. Mixing nonstop. It's DJ Isay. Another official DJ Isay. Remix.
You are now in the mix with the world famous Africa United DJs.
AU DJs.
Keep it locked.
To love ya, maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya, got me like.
Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Bud.
lobby, man. I have enough girl in a
bar. Y'all give me the night to scream me and everything of my life. Y'all be so swappy, holy up, on me thing all around, yo. Y'all give me the tightest, hold me everything of my life. Like a bad boy, bunny boy, room, 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 room. Y'all bunny back and see a boom, 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 boom. Give me back a one night, the fat one, boom, boom. But if I'm bad, then ask me, I get my boom, boom. See if they want to touch you, I move for you, she want to dance you. She's a boy, but more rock, see if she grown. And see if it must be fun, who can be walking, oh, yeah. Put me out of that town, yeah. Y'all, you give me the tightest, hold me everything of my life. Y'all, me just swap it. My life. Like a fast bike, money roll, 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 roll. Y'all funny, but I can see a boo-boo. But I'm from tell me I'm going to walk my boo. See the boat that comes to her. I'm going to play on she wants to dance to her. And it's a boyfriend.
Nowhere.
Youngster.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Come on. Not from my team. Nothing on my regime. Nothing on your dream. You must be dreaming. Oh, girl, see a bad man had walls cleaning. Oh, girl, see a man a clean from floor to ceiling. Oh, girl, forgive him a jacket. I want him to kind of feel him. He mama doesn't a dream him. Man a baller, me not change for no reason. Me no mango in half a season. Enough boy make girl clown them out for wear name brand jeans and visa. Girl, coulda pretty like a shanty. It's against the law for what's panty.
And me know and you know
it no right for what your sister and your auntie. Hey, some of them a girl a flick. Some of them a boy a love you them lip. Chat chat boat. Them a the man a the house and them girl a kill them with lip. She program him like a chip. Clean the bathroom and wash the toilet. She run him, go wash his bread and his sheep.
Oh,
and his
God, oh,
you must be dreaming. Oh, girl, see a bad man and walls cleaning. Oh, girl, see a man a clean from floor to ceiling. Oh, girl, forgive him a jacket and when he's taken up him. He mama doesn't a dreaming. Please, all the work this shop. The girl them say I'm a him a mock. Walk the money and bring it from them sit on road, say him go shop. My God, what a hack. Him pay the rent, she change the padlock. She run him out the door, bring man in the house, in the pan, the veranda knock. Hey, what kind of thing that? You know, see, Zaka hear that? No, girl, can't clown bad man, you must see my daughter, me no hear that. Youth, oh, you fear feed that. And a next man a see that. You black sheep that. Pick me come white, no, sir. I told you and read that. You must be dreaming.
Russian. We live for the street.
Sure.
We're coming like the white line in the street.
For real.
That dancer named Street Group is mad.
Cool.
You could have thought like giraffe, star like a new half the eye. Get in the street group.
Move.
The hour and a half since the sound is done and
yeah. Yeah.
Get in the street group. It's a dancer, no hard to rush. We not laugh here.
Get in the street group.
From a yard to a broad, yo, we get through it wild here.
Get
in the street. It's a the dance for the summer, see clear, no need proof. Everybody everywhere you move to the street group. It's on the reggae, not just R with the man blows. If you can't do the dance, what I'm over them crew. Mr. Waki are the legend, him get me salute. I him first step out 9th street group food. And we are the tree while him are the road.
Yeah.
And now you start dancing now, rap and show. You put a star like giraffe, star like a dwarf, we are. Get in the street group.
Get
out of hour and a half since the sound is done and we are. Get in the street group. It's a dance and a serious, we not laugh, we
are.
From a yard to a broad, now we get through it, what we are.
Everybody,
get in the street, go. Dance, we a dance to the bar, we a talk. Make sure not anything, we a band the rock.
Ah,
1, 2, 3, a so the buckle them a pop. The way the song a select a bully don't pop.
Yeah.
We dance
yeah.
A roll out a party don't stop. Me love to see the girl them a wine up in a frock.
Yeah.
We ever clean from who suit don't go to
stop.
We dance to the top and up of them what's we
talk.
You put a star like giraffe, star like
a new
one we a. Get in a the street group. For the hour and a half since the sound is done and we a. Get in a the street.
Loud easy,
don't smile.
Nah, no. Your bad people, they move.
Some boy have the toughest at the talk, but I call them. So
girls on the barbie, talk. Boy, we love talk. Some boy, now me no dog talk. And I go on like them a dog. God, them talk fast if we start talk. Individually, we start off. Party is after them shout party. And swing like yak. Pop, pop, we no barbie, no informer. No. We no run from Sabine. Wow. I drop a jail, no tame, no stop. From no water, we can't stop. Tell all about the people of all, yeah. So when we touch the street, when we touch the street, every time we talking in, people not to see. Real bad people are what? I just real bad people are far. When we touch the street, when we touch the street, every time we talking in, people not to see. Real bad people are what? People, my parried, man, a parried man when I'm hot weak. Parried man when I play with people, chalk street on claw teeth. Anyway, they fold them a coffee. Now run let me friend like athlete. Hard week, call me no more like pussy and boys, but in a fast feet. Yeah, 7 pints of toast in them sharp like shark teeth. When I hear man a tap out, thing a beat and a dirt, not pit, name is salt meat. Wrap it up, them ox feet. You know, chat nice, you know, talk sweet. All we, yes, you both twist, you mean a plan for run like no car keys. So when we touch the street, when we touch it.
You've just reached our 20 a tweet segment. Please make sure to follow each week's sponsor. This week we have at E2K underscore magazine, at It's a She Thing, at 950 plus, at Lush Radio Online, at AG of DITC. Thank you once again, and don't forget, it's 20 a tweet, baby.
Lobby, be sure to be cool with names, but you can tell you're talking to hustlers. If they ask you where I'm sitting, I'm on top of the world. Like, fuck all the haters, I'm having a good time. H-O-D, man, when it was still all about the Benji's, hard knock life, 98, 99, always ahead of my time, when I was 8, I was 9, no storyline, cause y'all ain't been through shit, 8-4 corner pocket and hit him with the pool stick, call the booth the toilet, you know where I'm shitting, anybody ask, you know where I'm sitting on top of the world.
Rap the wild tender in the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda.
surrender your validation and pass. Cool in my slender as a dig in your wax. Simple math to a great outlast any fame. All tracks laid as a smash in my trade. Graded as an A, rated best in my slot. Dwell in the swamp to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors, I burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the fifth in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine updated like vehicles upgraded. Mike nickel plated, so underrated. I'm anonymously known from a never called graded. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when the nigga make the man with the tool. Homeschooled and proven, industry to it. Locking up motherfuckers since the day of the doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Throwing in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live, when I'm in the booth. Wave to the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shots draw. All let the hustle
El
the
Sensei, new El the Sensei.
Like poker players and bets. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors, I burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the...
Remember in one crew been so diverse. Trying to outdo the last verse that I burst, that is my curse. Your knight in rhyming armor, sentimentalist slay all grand dragons. Grab the sharpest number two, then I'm stabbing. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil cause they test. Somebody let me hold a number two pencil cause they test.
I'm flying through the night. Yeah, missing hard with some Sprite. Lyrics we put inside ya. Listen to these ATL riders. Keep your head straight. The streets full of snakes. Slithering, making deals, delivering. That we got you shivering. Paranoia. 1500 go to the lawyer. Have to pay his rent. Dollars and cents. Selling big bulls. Put up a fence. We're moving on till the crew is on.
They gon' bang plus drain you like the bones. Sit on the wall, you not get it done. Tell me,
ho, anybody disrespect my zone, we gon' get it on till we get it gone. In your mind, get it right, you get it wrong, or you gon' get shot.
I identify you with the right thing. Cops take a skull, spin, get it ready, figure, getting your cheese out of shoulders. I'm out that type of roll, I'm over here, be back in the way, room, start. Think of a spot, we keep them all dead. Cops, yeah. For the line, stop, stop. I take your cap, you stole like a delete, I'm a girl.
Look here, been here, this here, this year. Get one of the spots to lay it down around here. Gold at the platinum all over the wall. If you ever take the books, yo, it had big balls. Down hard more than one time. Yo, I hit it, get it gone. Now I'm out of mine. Went from hood captain thirds to the hunters folks. People still talking about the last rhyme I wrote. 87 was the year that I first set 10. I'm hollering at B.E. doing time in the pen. I say,
one of the dope boys, I crept in. Stepping all over your best friend. No way in. The lyrical last ends. And smoke, I said, then. The young and the rest. Some of the best in the dirty south, the Midwest. Hemisphere. They want to be the peer. The plan of B.O.I. Go run these verses to make you see this here. Try to dock and I put my plug off in their glove socket. No, the D to the F is gone forever. Rock it, lock it down. The GTS, the chemo, who's known as the ether. Stop rest, young brother, bringing a pain through your speaker. It's like a disease to fiend for the G's you need. Hope of an ease and feeling, exhibited chilling while dealing with the devil himself. Increase my wealthy, more than 10 times the average minimum wage. Kind of drug me, these days a change of recipe. Steady tactics, creative, be maximized with proper investment. Can't be hesitant with them dead presidents. Or you lose, or you can lose your cash, but no tune.
With
other
time, I'm behind the screen, yeah.
I know a whole lot of brothers in the rap game, but most of them are in it for the shiny things. They wanna snatch y'all 10, maybe stack about 4. They wanna live in the house, but don't want no grass to grow. What you need to do is learn the tricks of the trade. Go to work, put it down, and then get paid. It's only two of us don't get caught for making a sale. I'm one, and if you the other, bruh, I can't tell. Ain't nobody that can come in and get in the zone. Trying to kill 4 birds with about 15 stones. The C stands for Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Straight Calhoun, the coolest cutter at camp. Hey, my ones and my twos got your whole town shook. You better listen to your corner.
Yo, what up? This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy and
Lushy Lush has nothing but the hottest music worldwide, international, from old school to new school. The independent, man, I got it, everything you need. I keep it real nasty, real funky, man, real hip-hop, man. This is where it's at, man. If you want to know your history about hip-hop, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline, man.
It's not a game, man. Get the game up. Lush Radio, we on. You just officially got set, baby. Holla at me.
Gorillas,
TDI, Jason. I came with the gorillas, affiliated with them Latin niggas that have pull up and everybody's a target. Flow so flawless, they wonder where it came from. When the fist jumps, just spit faster than big puns. Wrist, lungs, your face, your body, I'll be comatose. Don't blow my bars, I'll probably have them overdose. Bitch lanes, ain't shit changed, you bitch mate. I could switch lanes and still hit him at mid-range. I'm from the Bronx where niggas ain't beat the shit same. Who you got a problem with? 50 cal hollow sips. If we in the club, we getting poppin' with bottles quick. And dudes know the team, so I'm fucking straight. Made a few moves, now niggas acting impressed. I'm on top of this whole shit with connects in the Midwest. See, I'm trying to catch wreck, 16-24. However, I formatted it, it's like I'm loading the tech. No text, just straight cash, niggas don't get a rest. We the reason Wall Street ain't got a fucking penny left. Black tents, Porsche truck when I'm out of state. And it probably got no insurance with Minnesota plate. If a nigga squeeze, I squeeze back in broad day. No ski mask, I'm coming at you in bare face. Scared straight when I move. He jumped, and if the roof it ain't big enough, the Uzi dump.
You ain't got a choice, you ain't got a choice. Got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real lady gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a lady gorilla. So nigga, what it is? You ain't got a choice, but you ain't got a choice. Got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real lady gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a lady gorilla. So nigga, what it is?
Yo, I'm TDI, back on my Bronx flow. Slick bars and the points is my combo. Moving green and white, something like Rondo. Celtic cry, you ain't nothing but a jumbo. Think you a killer, think you the realest, clap your legs. Smack you with the toast, you'll be the hammerhead. Who out there got a deadlock, kid? Look for the fly, slim dude in the red fox fitted. Put me in the pit, and I won't even choke. I'm putting my L's up, and I won't even smoke. And if he act up, I'm straight smacking the trigger. 10,000 of us, we Latin gorillas. We boomed out, us niggas, we keep flashes. I'ma be the first to show you gorillas can speak Spanish. If you see me wearing a toast, I'ma hang you in the closet. Nigga, why you wearing your clothes?
Let's move, lava feature special and Lush Radio, let's go.
Coming back like karma, see you tomorrow. Me and lava, sharks in the water, knocks in the armor, hawk on the corner. I don't know if they talk to the coroner. Moral of the story is you really don't wanna. I ain't seen nothing, found them on Rutland. I was on church and 31st, home with a nurse. I'm so sick that it's only getting worse. By the minute, you get the hearse, I'll drive a minute. You know how many more pick up, die a minute. Lied and did it, trial acquitted, child quit it. You a mile a minute, I'm light years ahead of this. So remember this, that's how Brooklyn do it, do it. Come on, let's move it, move it.
I was proven affected and criminal just because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. Blackout, look how I did them. There's bodies on the lawn and they didn't know I did it. And I really mean to do it, cause they brought out the best of me. Sucker, you foolish, you think that's the way that you bounce the ball. I ain't trying to go to jail or sell a final call. I learned to do things Flatbush style. Run up on a hater and punch him in the eye. Hey fella, you can't stop my mozzarella. I switch cars like parachutes and Swiss fellas. And I got a dime, a fetish, a stone color of lettuce. I love to smoke that good old diesel. Who say lover? Ain't that lethal, y'all losers? Come on, let's move.
Yeah, yo, come on.
In the building, your boy back in fact. Can't go to the side. Gucci link on my neck, Levi's on my ass, British Knights on my feet, gold four finger ring, make the cipher complete. Slide up to the bouncer, ain't no patting me down. I just laugh, flash and cash and throw him a pound. Throw a stack in his face to keep strapped by my waist. Goons rush to the bar, we drink yak by the case. We don't sip a Patron, we be linked with that brown water. Take it down and get a couple more rounds order. You more concerned about what I'm doing and shit. You man watching. I want two in your bitch, and my man plotting. Not one, but two in your bitch. Smoking little weed, then we highway through on your bitch. Ain't that some shit? It's no shame in my game, no names. I ain't playing, I seduce your bitch. Ain't that a bitch? I'm with Matt and shit. Drinking by the bar, party running up a tab and shit. Pull out the credit card and start grabbing shit. 5G's worth of liquor, we ain't drink half the shit. Just call the damn cork and start passing it. I work the ball hard like I'm on a staff and shit. Drink after drink and I don't even have to
drink. 200 to the bartender,
that ass a tip. She said I like you a lot, I took her back to the lot. Had her giggling in back of the drop. She asked some questions while she giving me top. Like she just wanna know me. And I'm like, just shut up and wop. Camcorder got it set up to watch. Busy like she gon' blow me. And I'ma slap her face in my cock. She suckin' dick, eyeballin' the watch. She like IV. There was 1,000 bitches in the club. Why me? You seem to admire the way the chain hangs swangin'. That's why I set you up for gangbangin'. She like, when we gon' chill again? I'm like, bitch, next time you take that pill again. Pulled off, left her stranded like Gilligan. I left her stranded like Gilligan, yo. Yeah.
What up? It's your boy Cardi. Yeah. When I'm in the DMZ, always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. Hey, yo, Lush, let's show what time it is, babe. You already know.
One for the borough, two for the city, three for the ass, four for the city. Sugar Ray Leonard, the rap, I'm so pretty. Been all over the world, but not did it. Get a lot of love on Twitter, I'm mad with it. At Nicholas Cage, come fuck with me. Smoke like I smoke, come fuck with me. Me love sticky, me not picky. I'm a weed head, I smoke the good shit. Got a 9 to 5, still on my hood shit. German look shit, if dudes get ruthless. But most of the time chilling, I'm on my cool shit.
Who is
spit that dude is foolish. Sit him down some math school shit. Get a nigga to work fresh off the bullpen. Walk up to him, smack him hard in his head. And tell a nigga get up off the bullshit.
Go, 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 go.
Been doing this since biz was going off, and when niggas was whack on stage, you throw them off. Man, I ain't even in the thong rock. Step it up a notch, nigga, I'm throwing locks. Since Muppet Baby and Nanny Sock, I've been putting in work and I might be a pop. Hip hop is back cause I said so. None of that bullshit, nigga, I said no. I don't give a fuck where you came from. Niggas been weak since day one. Nigga, say something, I'ma aim one. Right in the side of your cranium. Nigga, my flow is bananas. Got the music down, all I need is the cameras. And that's word to my nana. I'm living for today cause I ain't promised manana. Sorry to say it's no Santa. I've been nice since L walked the Panther. Since Scuba Scrap was King Dancer. Since Fight the Power was the answer.
Go, 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 go.
Your boy Prince,
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online. Shit.
What's good, y'all? It's your girl Lush. I was rocking out with some music with y'all. We had the CEO Steals from On Point Magazine, and we also had your boy Amiz. You was talking about business, and it seems like we got a call on the line, so we're going to bring the call on the line. We still going to rock out with some music with y'all, and stay with us, man. Lush Radio Online, let's go. What's good, caller from the 718? What's good?
What's good? This is Real. I'm sorry I'm late calling in, man.
What's up with you, Real? What's poppin'?
I'm chilling. I got a lot going on. Had to make a lot of calls, a couple of conferences. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I just been rocking out, you know what I'm saying, with the music. We had the owner of On Point Magazine based out of the Carolinas, but they deal with artists from all over and stuff. You know,
oh, word?
Doing some
I heard you saying that.
Yeah. Definitely.
I just heard the meme drop from 950 plus, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my peoples right there. They're going to be co-hosting with us this Saturday in the studio at Team Entertainment Studios in the Bronx this Saturday. We're going to be live streaming and stuff, you streaming and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That's dope. They actually performing at the next main event.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's going down August 26th, same place, Coconut Lounge. We got 950 Plus coming through. It's actually the UMA edition. We got Quintessence, D-Dave, Romy, Nico the Beast, 950 Plus coming through. A couple of other artists that's up and coming, you know. We making a lane for them real quick.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And for y'all that don't know, man, this young lady right here be going in, yo, for real. Like,
that's a good look.
She like does like everything that there is in the New York area. This is a chick you need to network with. She is a bossress like I am, and you know she runs real ENT. You know she tries to promote independent artists and put them out there. She definitely is connected to a lot of people out there. So you guys, and she throws crazy events. You need to be there. It's big networking pool out there. You need to support her. But, you know, since we got like 8 minutes, she's supposed to have been on here earlier, but I still love her, though. I'm sorry.
Actually, I went to the SOBs last night for Rebirth of Hip Hop. It was real crazy. The networking was crazy, and I actually had like maybe 5 or 6 conference calls today, having meetings with a lot of different people trying to get these sponsorships for these artists. So, you know, that kind of took longer than I expected it to take.
That's what's up. That was the joint with Nori in there, right? Was that the one with Nori in there?
Nah, that was Living Dead with Sensei, Mr. Gat, Tone Trump, Sirius Jones. It was crazy in there last night. When I tell you the media, the coverage was crazy. Everybody was in there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to that and stuff.
Shout out to you, Lush. You doing it real big.
You
well connected.
Girl, I'm just running around and stuff, man. I missed SOBs last night. I should have been out there, but I had to take care of some shit, man. But, yo, shout out to everybody that definitely got their connects out there. But real quick, man, tell everybody about Real ENT and how you got started in that. And, you know, everybody that's within that conglomerate, man.
All right. Well, Real Live ENT is an organization that I started myself. Being an artist, I had a lot of issues trying to come up, you know what I mean? Trying to get connected with producers, trying to get connected with promoters and the studio time and videographers. It was just, like, real hard because, you know, money talks and everything else walks. So when I started Real Live ENT, I started it as a platform for independent artists to promote themselves to the media. And what we do, we provide a strong media outlet for artists that's on the come up, even artists that are, you know, doing their thing, making noise in the underground right now. Right now, my affiliate, we just locked in The Matrix Studios with DWI. Shout out to them. Bedtime 357, he ride for Real Live ENT real hard. Then you got the Living Dead situation with Gat and Sensei. They riding with us real hard. My partner, K. Gorton, I don't know anybody who hasn't heard of him. Y'all need to check him out on Twitter. It's K_Gorton. He shoots videos, and he has a company called I Am The Network. And we just partnered up together and came up with the main event just to make everything a lot bigger. So now we just have a platform for artists to come showcase their talent and do it real big. But I also got a mixtape coming out called Never Too Late because the music side of me never die, no matter how much business I'm doing. That's dropping in October, so everybody look out for that. If y'all need to connect with me, y'all can holler at me at Real Live VNC on Twitter. That's the best way to reach me, and we can go from there.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, you know, as being a female in a game, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you have to deal with?
Honestly, I get that question a lot. I think, for me, business is business, and they respect your grind. I mean, at first, it's kind of hard because, you know, they look at females as weak initially. Mm-hmm. But once you know you come in with a good business, strong business sense, and you're prepared, they respect you. So then it doesn't become a male or female thing. It becomes whether you know the business or not. As a lyricist, though, it's hard because you have to prove yourself constantly, no matter how good you are. And if you are better than a lot of dudes that's out there, they're assuming you're not writing your own stuff. So I think that's a stereotype. So if I had to say what's the hardest, I think getting people to believe that I write my own material is the hardest thing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, me first coming in as an artist, I think the other thing is that, you know, it seems like most of us have to do a business, you know what I'm saying? We start off as artists, but we have to actually build a business in order to push forward what our true dream is, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, because, you know, most of them, you know, as an artist, it seems like they don't really take you seriously until you create a business and a brand, and then, you know what I'm saying, they want to jump on the bandwagon. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And what you said, the brand part is the most important part. To me, branding is what's necessary, whether female or male. But as a female, I think it's very important for a female to create their own brand, because a lot of women are catapulting off of what another male already started, what he's doing, what he created. So when you come in as a female and you have your own brand, you demand a certain type of respect, and it does make it easier for you to work on other projects.
Definitely. Are there any, like, females that you look at or look or admire, you know, they're grinding in the industry right now?
Honestly, a lot of people ask me how I feel about Nicki Minaj, and I respect her grind because she's staying in her lane, she knows what she's good at, and she's making it work for her. As far as underground is concerned, I give big props out to Quintessence because she grinds hard, she got the whole Famark thing going on, and she's working it. There are other females out there, you know, that I respect, but just to name those that jump off my tongue immediately, those would be the two people, aside from people like Queen Latifah, but she's been doing it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, and I give a big shout-out to you because you're strong, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people respect you. Every time I hear somebody say your name, they saying good things, and, you know, we got a couple of people that we run in the same circle with, and that's how I was put on to you, and it's like a high respect for you, so I respect you, too.
Oh, man, you trying to make me cry, man. Stop, man.
Nah, not that. I just like to be honest and give respect where it's due. Not everybody is doing it at a level that they can be respected, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
right now, everybody's trying to start a business. Everybody's mm-hmm. trying to do something. 2009 was about the grind. 2010 mm-hmm. is about the win. And everybody mm-hmm. is trying to win right now, but not everybody is doing it in a way where they're going to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's my biggest thing. I want people to respect my business because mm-hmm. as long as they respect it, it's going to continue. There's no gimmick behind it. This is real life and this is real IVNT. And we doing this for real. We're honest and we stand behind our brand.
Definitely. And I want you guys to definitely support Real because she's definitely a wonderful person. And I'm leaving on Sunday, so we got to link up sometime in the city.
Oh, wow.
I'm supposed to meet up with Rikers from Stahl and Dean Friday between 2 to 4. We got to link
okay.
up, but I'll be back next week, and I got to go to Pass the Torch situation. And
yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to link up with you there, too, but I'm going to try to start coming up here every other weekend and stuff out here. You know, I'm in the Bronx right now, even though, you know, I love my BK. But I'm really
yeah.
loving the Bronx right now. They showing me so much love. I'm getting too comfortable right now. I got to get
yeah,
out.
BX, we stand up. Matter of fact, there's a joint going down on Saturday. Unique. I'm not sure if you know her. She's partners with Ed Lover right now. They got
uh-huh.
a management team working out. She
yeah.
got a comedy show going down at the Paradise Theater in the Bronx, and that should be a huge networking situation. So you might want to come out to that, too.
Okay, I'm going to link up with you to get that information and stuff. Because I know 950 Plus is doing an event, too, or whatever. They're going to be co-hosting with us on Saturday. We stream, so I'm going to hit you up and see what's popping and stuff out there.
That's a good look.
Give everybody, you know, if they want to get in contact with you, independent artists and people out there that want you, give them your Twitter and your email real quick.
All right, if y'all want to contact me, it's at Real Live ENT, spelled exactly the way it sounds, RealLiveENT. If you want to contact me by email, just all artists can hit me at realliventmusic@gmail.com.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate you. I love you, Def. Hopefully we can have you on again.
Yeah.
When you're not
chop it up a little bit more. I got to send you my music, too.
Yeah, slide me over the joint like now so I can have it for Friday. Friday we're gonna have DJ Bedtime and Elky the Stallion from Outkast Videos and from LA Inc. on the show.
Okay. Yeah, Bedtime is one of my Bedtime is my biggest supporter right now.
That's what's up.
So definitely I'm gonna slide you that. I'm gonna email you the track so you can check it out. And you know what I mean? We're gonna chop it up and I thank you for having me right now. Even though I was late. My apologies again.
You know, I got nothing but love for you. I love you to death. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep winning, man. We all winning together. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to see each other at the end of the day. That's what it is.
You already know. Good looking, Lush. Shout out to Lush, y'all. Keep bumping up.
That's what it is. Lush Radio Online, man. Supporting people out there that's doing positive things. Make sure you support my sis. Keep winning. Microphone Bully. You know what I'm saying? DJ Instinct. DJ Ronan, DJ Bedtime, K Slade, Kid Capri, everybody, man. Respect your DJs. I love all y'all. Coast to Coast Mixtapes DJs. Their event is going down August the 27th to the 29th. Check out the convention in Miami. You want more information, log on to www.lushradio.com. Pass the Torch is coming out July 26th. I'll be in the building. Holler at me. I am the new East Coast representative for Making It Magazine in ATL, so get at me. CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. Archie Eversole, keep winning. I'm out.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.